From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California has changed its rules overnight to allow outdoor playgrounds to stay open in regions under strict stay-at-home orders. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration had come under heavy criticism that shutting playgrounds would harm low-income children who have few options to safely romp outside. A spokesperson for the State Department of Public Health said the change was new as of Wednesday morning. San Francisco's mayor said city playgrounds will reopen Thursday after closing earlier this week. Playground advocates say children need fresh air and exercise for their emotional and physical health, and that many don't have access to private backyards. Coronavirus cases are climbing to new heights in California, but the pandemic fatigue is real. Some businesses say they don't plan to comply with new restrictions. And as Nicole Nixon reports, several law enforcement authorities say they don't plan to go after those businesses.
Sheriffs in Sacramento, Los Angeles, and Orange County say they're not going to enforce business restrictions. And Manhattan Beach has designated outdoor restaurant space as public seating, which means people can sit and eat. But other state and county authorities could ultimately slap defiant businesses with fines or pull their licenses.
Meanwhile, health officials are pleading with people to stay home during the state's worst coronavirus surge so far. More than 20,000 Californians have died with COVID-19. California authorities are placing the greater Sacramento region under the state's most restrictive coronavirus rules because capacity in hospital intensive care units has fallen below 15%. The State Department of Public Health website says the 13-county region encompassing the state capital has an ICU capacity of 14.3%, and it'll face a regional stay-at-home order at 11:59 p.m. tonight. The huge Southern California and San Joaquin Valley regions are already in the most restrictive category, and several San Francisco Bay Area counties voluntarily joined. The restrictions close some businesses, reduce retail occupancy, and ask people to stay home except for essential activities. General Motors' self-driving car company is sending vehicles without anybody behind the wheel in San Francisco as it navigates its way toward launching a robotic taxi service that would compete against Uber and Lyft in the hometown of the leading ride-hailing services. The move, announced Wednesday by GM-owned Cruise, comes 2 months after the company received California's permission to operate fully driverless cars in the state. And Governor Gavin Newsom has tapped a veteran regulator as the next chair of the powerful Air Resources Board. Leanne Randolph is set to begin the job in January. She's a current commissioner of the California Public Utilities Commission. The Air Board is responsible for implementing California's ambitious policies to curb climate change, including achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2045 and ending the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Randolph will replace Mary Nichols, who cannot seek another term and is under consideration to be the next Environmental Protection Agency administrator. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.